Henry, you've read the news. We've all read the news. Germany's given permission for its tanks to be sent to Ukraine. These are offensive weapons. France is entertaining its main battle tank to Ukraine, offensive weapon. The U.S. has now announced it will be sending its main battle tank, offensive weapon, to Ukraine. Along with a tank battalion or a tank division comes a lot of support, including air support, including fuel, logistics, everything. It moves correctly. But it's not about defense. It's not about the Battle of Verdun, exchanging fire with long-range of artillery pieces. This is about taking territory. You also bring to my attention that there are reports, none of this can be confirmed, it's a war. There are reports that the Russians are digging in Crimea, understanding that one suggestion in NATO, in the West, in America, is that Ukraine can drive the Russians to defeat if it attacks Crimea. Therefore, Henry, we come to this, not a defensive war zone, but an offensive war zone. Has the worst case scenario just got more dangerous?
I don't know. I mean, the distinctions between offense and defense, we can see things move and they say, oh, well, they're moving forward, so that's offense. But many of the correlation of forces associated with all these propositions are similar. What we're seeing, though, is, and we literally are seeing, is a lot of trench construction. And that suggests that things could last a long, long time. I suspect that the authorities in NATO are calculating that they don't want to wait Putin out. They want somehow to accelerate events. And so they're taking more risks than they did initially by, extending, the tanks, for example, which they didn't want to give. They had very crude tanks that they were sharing before. And the next question and the thing to watch is, will the range of the missiles that we share go beyond 40 miles? There has been some discussion of extending the range with other missiles that would go perhaps as far as 90 miles. We will see. There's also been talk about, of course, the Ukrainians want F-16s. My hunch is that might be a big ask that's not going to be honored. So what we're doing is playing cat and mouse with the proposition of, how soon and how hard do we want to push the Russians?
If there's an attack on Crimea, Zaporizhia is in the firefight, correct?
Well, certainly Zaporizhia is integral to putting pressure on Crimea. It is not in Crimea. So, if you had control of Zaporizhia, you could choke off, I think, an awful lot of support that would otherwise be available to Crimea. And Crimea is a staging base for offensive activity for the Russians. The firing of Iranian drones and of long-range missiles and of bomber strikes originate very frequently from Crimea.
We have 30 seconds, Henry. Has this gotten worse week by week, or is there? Do you see any stabilization whatsoever? 30 seconds.
I really can't comment with any certitude. I mean, I think what we're trying to see is what spring will bring. There's a desire to make a breakthrough, and whether that's going to happen or not is going to depend on far more variables than I can count.
8 unknown explosions rattling the windows at Zaporizhia. No explanation. Henry Sikorsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.